The United Kingdom has convinced the European Union to move ahead with talks on a future trade relationship. That agreement could be a turning point in the biggest divorce in the global economy, but as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Brussels, Britain is not over all of the hurdles.
Last summer, Liam Fox, the British government's head of international trade, made a bold prediction in an interview with the BBC.
If you think about it, you know, the free trade agreement that we will have to come to with the European Union should be one of the easiest in human history.
Here in Brussels, home of the European Union, they expect negotiations to be quite different.
Tough. I mean, I think it's going to be a difficult one.
Eric van der Marl is senior economist with the European Center for International and Political Economy.
The UK really needs to choose what it wants, and I mean, so far, what I see and what I read is that they want to have a frictionless sort of agreement or partnership.
Van der Marl says that's highly unlikely. The EU only provides such benefits to countries that allow the free flow of people. The British voted for Brexit to slow immigration. Some British industries, such as finance and auto manufacturing, have talked about seeking special exceptions so they can continue to trade seamlessly inside the EU. Van der Marl is skeptical about that, too.
I think it's up to the EU to decide whether it really allows for that kind of cherry picking, because that could set a precedent for other countries, of course. And why is it in the interest of the EU to be so kind, if I can say this?
Why indeed? The European Union has the leverage in these negotiations. Its economy dwarfs that of the United Kingdom, which is the world's sixth largest. Again, Eric van der Marl.
I mean, the UK's share of export and imports to the EU is much higher than the share of import and exports from the EU to the UK. There are just a lot more people living in the EU than in the UK.
A united European Union in the driver's seat and a divided United Kingdom is supplicant. That's not exactly what people expected when the British voted to leave the EU last year. At the time, many in the EU were worried it would fall apart. And André Sapir says officials in many of the EU's remaining 27 nations thought the UK government would be a formidable negotiating partner. Sapir teaches economics at the Free University of Brussels.
The view was that it would be very hard to keep the 27 focused on one line, while the UK, they would be going around the national capitals and dividing them.
But Prime Minister Theresa May's Tory party were too busy fighting amongst themselves over what kind of Brexit they wanted to divide the 27 EU states. Then May called an election last June to strengthen her hand in Brexit, only to lose her parliamentary majority.
We are entering into this phase of negotiation with this situation, where the UK is somewhat in disarray, and while the 27 are on board with the common position.
After months of arguing, Prime Minister May's Tory party still hasn't come up with a clear vision for a future trade relationship. Time is running short. The UK is scheduled to leave the European Union in 2019. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Brussels.